Test 2, Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. The sign in the cinema means no smoking. The sign in the cinema means no smoking.
2.Having some sports can make you relaxed after a day's work. Having some sports can make you relaxed after a day's work.
3. Go straight ahead. You will find the post office on your right. Go straight ahead. You will find the post office on your right.
4. People have built many new flats in Pudong in the past few years. People have built many new flats in Pudong in the past few years.
5. Mary likes reading books and she wants to be a writer in the future. Mary likes reading books and she wants to be a writer in the future.2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。 1. What are you going to do during the winter holiday, Joe?
I'm going to take a trip to Hong Kong with my parents.
Have a good time.
Question. What is the boy going to do during the winter holiday?
What are you going to do during the winter holiday, Joe?
I'm going to take a trip to Hong Kong with my parents.
Have a good time.
Question. What is the boy going to do during the winter holiday?
2. What are you going to be when you grow up, Mike?
I want to be a doctor, but my mother wants me to be an engineer.
Is your mother an engineer?
No, she is a doctor, and my father is a policeman.
Question.What does Mike want to be when he grows up? What are you going to be when you grow up, Mike?
I want to be a doctor, but my mother wants me to be an engineer.
Is your mother an engineer?
No, she is a doctor, and my father is a policeman.
Question. What does Mike want to be when he grows up? 3.You play tennis very well, Angel.
Thanks. I usually play table tennis 3 times a week.
Question. How often does Angel usually play table tennis? You play tennis very well, Angel.
Thanks. I usually play table tennis 3 times a week.
Question. How often does Angel usually play table tennis? 4.There is something wrong with my tooth.
Open wide and show me where it hurts.
Here, it hurts terribly, especially when I bite something cold or hot.
Question. What is the woman's job?
There is something wrong with my tooth.
Open wide and show me where it hurts.
Here, it hurts terribly, especially when I bite something cold or hot.
Question. What is the woman's job?5. Where did you go for your Christmas holiday, Eddie?
I went to Sydney with my parents.
How was the weather there?
The sun was shining, but it was not warm enough for swimming in the sea.
Question. How was the weather in Sydney? Where did you go for your Christmas holiday, Eddie?
I went to Sydney with my parents.
How was the weather there?
The sun was shining, but it was not warm enough for swimming in the sea.
Question. How was the weather in Sydney? 6. Is this your first time to visit Shanghai, Linda?
No. I came here in 2002 and 2006.
Did you come to Shanghai by ship or by train?
Neither. I came here by plane.
Question. How did Linda come to Shanghai? Is this your first time to visit Shanghai, Linda?
No, I came here in 2002 and 2006.
Did you come to Shanghai by ship or by train?
Neither. I came here by plane.
Question: How did Linda come to Shanghai? Seven. Hello, Jane. Where were you yesterday?
I didn't come to the office because I was ill.
You still look a little sick. You'd better have a good rest today.
Thank you. I will.
Question. Why didn't Jane go to the office yesterday? Hello, Jane. Where were you yesterday?
I didn't come to the office because I was ill.
You still look a little sick. You'd better have a good rest today.
Thank you. I will.
Question.Why didn't Jane go to the office yesterday? Three. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Mr. Smith lived in a small village. Every morning, he walked to work.Although it took him 40 minutes to walk to the factory, he didn't take a bus. He wanted to save money. One morning, Mr. Smith saw a bag under a tree on his way to work. He picked up the bag and opened it. There was a lot of money in it. He didn't know what to do. Suddenly, he saw an old man sitting by the road. The old man looked sick. Mr. Smith wanted to help the old man, so he took some money from his bag,and gave it to the old man. Thank you. Although I'm poor, I don't need your money, said the old man. After a few minutes, Mr. Smith went to the police station and gave the money to a policeman. Thank you, said the policeman. No, sir, I should thank an old man, answered Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith lived in a small village. Every morning, he walked to work.Although it took him 40 minutes to walk to the factory, he didn't take a bus. He wanted to save money. One morning, Mr. Smith saw a bag under a tree on his way to work. He picked up the bag and opened it. There was a lot of money in it. He didn't know what to do. Suddenly, he saw an old man sitting by the road. The old man looked sick. Mr. Smith wanted to help the old man, so he took some money from his bag,and gave it to the old man. Thank you. Although I'm poor, I don't need your money, said the old man. After a few minutes, Mr. Smith went to the police station and gave the money to a policeman. Thank you, said the policeman. No, sir, I should thank an old man, answered Mr. Smith. Four. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。We have new neighbors. They moved in 3 weeks ago. Before that, our neighbor was Mrs. Jackson. She was quite old and lived alone. She moved out last month. Our new neighbors are called Brown. They have 2 children, a boy and a girl.The boy is called Jack, and the girl's name is Alice. Jack is 13 years old, and he is fat. Alice is 10, the same age as my sister Nancy. It is wonderful to have a family living next door. Nancy and I play with Alice and Jack a lot. We all enjoy playing sports. If the weather is fine, we will go for a bike ride. Nancy and I are very gladthat the Browns moved in next door. It is great to have friends living so near. We have new neighbors. They moved in 3 weeks ago. Before that, our neighbor was Mrs. Jackson. She was quite old and lived alone. She moved out last month. Our new neighbors are called Brown. They have 2 children, a boy and a girl.The boy is called Jack, and the girl's name is Alice. Jack is 13 years old, and he is fat. Alice is 10, the same age as my sister Nancy. It is wonderful to have a family living next door. Nancy and I play with Alice and Jack a lot. We all enjoy playing sports. If the weather is fine, we will go for a bike ride. Nancy and I are very glad that the Browns moved in next door. It is great to have friends living so near.